This hypnosis recording is provided by Go Healthy for Life. Hypnosis is an induced trance state characterized by suggestibility, imagination, and relaxation. Hypnosis is a complementary therapeutic technique for self-help and self-healing. It is not intended to replace standard medical care. To get the most benefit from this recording, listen to it in a quiet, uninterrupted environment while comfortably seated with the head supported. Do not listen to this recording while driving or operating equipment. I want you now to simply sit back and relax, allowing your body to become completely comfortable. Simply follow the flow of your breath, inhaling and exhaling gently and naturally, simply following the flow of the breath, inhaling and exhaling ever so gently. And I'm going to show you now how you can quickly and easily go into the hypnotic trance state. In this comfortable position, I want you now to simply place your hands on the top of your thighs. Look down at your hands and bring all of your attention to simply staring at your hands. Enjoy this feeling of deep calm and serenity that comes over you as you feel your mind relaxing, shifting deeper and deeper into the hypnotic state, feeling so relaxed and so calm, and feeling your eyes become heavier and heavier as you simply stare at your hands, feeling heavier, more relaxed, and shifting more and more deeply into hypnosis. And as you enjoy this relaxing sensation of deep hypnosis, I want you now to allow your eyes to close, enjoying this heavy, heavy feeling in your eyes and in your body as you sink more and more deeply, deeper and deeper into your chair, enjoying this relaxed feeling of sinking deeper and deeper into hypnosis. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to visualize certain things. And as you do, you'll find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into hypnosis and this wonderful, relaxing feeling. I'd like you to begin by imagining a bright red door. On the door is a very large number 7. When you can see the door clearly in your mind's eye, I want you to simply walk towards the door and with your mind push the door open. And the door opens easily for you. Close the door gently behind you with your mind and walk into this brightly colored red room. All of the walls are red. Most of the furniture is red. And this room represents the problem that you are seeking help with. But it is not an angry red. It is somehow comforting, because you know you're getting inside your problem and you're going to overcome it with hypnosis. So look around now and evaluate your problem. Decide on the best way to move forward. What strengths do you need to help you? We're going to gather those strengths as we move through the room and walk over to a door at the far side of the room. This other door is orange. On the orange door is a large number 6. As you reach the door, you wonder what is beyond it. You push open the door with your mind. You walk through into a lovely, bright orange room. And the orange room represents your desire to overcome your problem. And that's good, because you really want to overcome it. And you know with certainty now that you will. All you need is to want something badly enough, and you'll surely achieve it. You will do this using all of the resources that you have at your disposal. So gather your desire to overcome your problem. Feel your desire to overcome your problem, and take it with you to the yellow door at the far end of the room. The yellow door at the far end of the room has a large number 5 on it. Enter the yellow room, and you find that you are filled with hope and optimism. And you can feel that hope and optimism entering your soul and the deepest part of your mind. This lovely, bright yellow room is like a burst of sunshine. It's a wonderful room, and your hope and your optimism are increasing moment by moment. Look to the end of the room where you see a green door. The green door has a large number 4 on it. Open the door with your mind and enter the green room. You find that you can drifting a little deeper now into hypnosis, and enjoying this wonderfully calm and relaxed feeling, drifting deeper and deeper still. And now the green room represents abundance and growth, just like the new growth of spring and its promise of things to come. More importantly, your determination to overcome that old problem of yours, it is growing stronger and stronger with every breath that you take and every word that I utter. You know you can achieve whatever you set out to achieve. You are determined, positive, and confident, and you feel wonderful. Look now to the end of the green room. Bring with you the determination to succeed as you walk towards the blue door at the end of the room. On the blue door is a large number 3. It's a bright blue door, bright and cheerful. And that is how you feel as you drift deeper and deeper still. And ready soon to begin the work that you want to do to overcome your problem forever. And just like the new growth of spring, the blue door offers you the strength to overcome any problems in your life, and you feel yourself growing stronger and stronger and so much more calm each and every day. And the room seems to change as you watch it in your mind's eye. It changes to a beautiful garden with an orchard, and flowers and leaves on the trees are so different in shade. And you drift deeper and deeper and deeper still. Moving forward, you notice another door, an indigo door. This door is the color of the deep blue sea. It has on it the number 2. And as you push open the deep blue door with your mind, you find yourself watching ocean waves. And a feeling of total peace comes over you, total peace and serenity, and you go deeper and deeper and deeper still. You find yourself moving now, floating over the deep blue sea, deeper and deeper, yet rising above to a higher plane of consciousness, almost as though you're aware of your higher mind, rising, going higher, and yet deeper into this lovely, peaceful feeling, until you reach a heavenly door, the most perfect shade of violet, a rich purple door with a large number one on it. And now you are at one with the universe and ready to accept the suggestions you hear. Enter the violet room now and see a beautiful white light with sparkling reflections of violet from the room. So enter the light, for your mind is now open and receptive to the suggestions you hear while in the deep state of hypnotic trance. And as you drift down deeper and deeper into hypnosis, your mind has become so very receptive to what I say and to everything that I suggest. Your subconscious mind will be listening intently. After all, it is for your own good. These suggestions will travel so deeply and have such a lasting impression on your subconscious mind that nothing will erase them. And as these suggestions sink deeply into the unconscious part of your mind, they will become part of your everyday life. They will begin to influence the way you think, the way you behave, and ultimately the way you eat. In the past, you have used food to cope with how you are feeling, thus eating more food than your body needs. Whether these feelings are boredom, sadness, loneliness, depression, anger, frustration, or anxiousness, it really doesn't matter. If you eat when you are not hungry, you will gain weight, and it will take so much longer for you to lose those excess pounds. Worse, it will ruin all of your efforts in the weight you've released, and you don't want that. You want to release your excess weight and keep it off. When you are feeling down or experiencing any other emotion, turning to food for comfort may make you feel better in the short term, but the next night when you are equally as upset, you will turn to food again. And this proves that the food you ate the previous night did nothing to alleviate those negative feelings. In the long term, your problems will not be solved. And in addition to this, you will have another problem, excess weight. On some level, eating in response to challenging emotional experiences is like you're trying to stuff your emotions down deep, covering them with food so they can't come to the surface. But they must be faced and dealt with in a healthy way, so that you can be healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Food may work as a temporary distraction, but the distraction is just that, temporary. For when you finish the food, your attention returns back to the problem at hand. So from now on, you will eat only when you are hungry. You will eat only when you are hungry. When you begin to feel emotional and you feel that old familiar desire to feed your emotions returning, you will direct all of your attention to your stomach. You will direct all of your attention to your stomach, and you will instantly feel your stomach contracting, becoming smaller. Your stomach will become so small that no matter what negative emotions you may be feeling, you simply won't be able to fit any food into your stomach. And that's okay, because you don't need food to help you feel better. So I want you now to bring forth a memory of a negative emotional experience and how it tempted you to try and feel better with eating. Recall where you were, what you were feeling, and what caused you to feel the emotion. Just recall that memory now. Put yourself back in that situation. I will be quiet for a moment. Now imagine yourself wanting certain foods to feed your emotions. Maybe your hands are even reaching for the foods, but just as this happens, you feel a contraction in your stomach. Your stomach becomes smaller so that you can't put any food into it. Your stomach becomes smaller and your desire to eat just goes away. It simply disappears. Your stomach becomes smaller and your desire to eat simply disappears. So how do you deal with the emotion now? Well, that is so easy. There are so many things you like to do with your time, so many more productive ways to deal with your emotions and responses to things. And these will be unique to you. So let's carry on with this memory now. Keep yourself in that memory. You have not reached for the food because your stomach has become too small. You simply can't fit the food in your stomach when you're feeling negative emotions. So imagine now what you would like to do instead. What is a more healthy way for you to respond to your emotions? They are asking for your attention. You need to pay attention to what you're feeling. So imagine yourself now doing something that is healthier, more enjoyable, and fun for you. It is so easy to find an alternative to feed your emotions. It is so easy. And that is why from now on you do not feed your emotions. You eat only when you are hungry. You eat only when you are hungry. You have so many other, more enjoyable ways to address what you're feeling. You have so many other, more enjoyable ways to address what you are feeling. I will continue to speak firmly to your subconscious mind now. It is completely normal to feel emotional at times. However, you already know that you do not need food to help you cope with it. And the next time you're feeling emotional, if you should reach for the cupboard, you automatically stop and think about everything I have just said today, for you are not hungry, therefore there is no need for you to eat. You are simply eating for something to do. You have a rich and fulfilling lifestyle. You can do everything you ever wanted to do, plus so much more. From now on, you eat only when you are hungry. Your life is so fulfilling that you have no need to feed your emotions. You find that you have more energy, more vitality, and you begin to exercise more. You really enjoy using your body, and the more you use it, the healthier your body becomes. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind and grow stronger and stronger day by day. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you will be wide awake. You will feel totally refreshed and energized, having accepted all of my suggestions completely and permanently. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.